are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Locked On Eagles podcast, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase alongside Gino Camilleri on this Friday edition of the show. It's episode number 4 this week of 5, downloaded into your phone when you subscribe to Locked On Eagles on any podcast platform. It can be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio.com, you name it, we are available on all platforms, 5 episodes a week. There's no other Eagles podcast out there that's churning out as much content as me and Gino, and you can also follow our show page on Twitter at Locked On Birds. Gino, what's up, man? You back in Colorado?
Yes, sir. Got home safe and sound. Actually got a nice 12-hour night of sleep. I know my brain was a little mush yesterday on the show with everything going on, but no, it's an exciting time, man, just in general with this football team, and I like where we're headed. I think we're going to talk a lot more about it today, and right after I got off the show, I went on and saw the little mic'd up segment from Nick Sirianni in the Colts practice last year, and I really like how he coaches the guys. He's real with them, but he's willing to make them better. He brings that fire, and he's more hands-on and a little more energetic than you saw out of like Doug Peterson in practice. And he's a 39-year-old guy, and I mean, Jason Peters is almost older than him, so he's somebody that's been around some good teams. He was at Mount Union in Division III, which is a powerhouse in there, and he was born an hour away from you.
I was going to say, bro, he's a Western New York guy. Like, he lived right by me and you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we had the triangle from Rochester to Buffalo to Jamestown.
Now I thought the only link we had was the Italian last name, Sirianni, DiBiase, Camilleri, but we're all from the same area, too. It's kind of cool.
And it's actually funny that I was on a phone call with my partner at Prospect New York State, Mark Vitacore, who is also Italian from Rochester, New York, and he was the one to make me aware that he was from Jamestown. So it's one of those things that it's a small world, and New York has some good cats coming out of there, man.
That's
true. We got one going to Philly now, and I'm excited to see what he has to say in his introductory press conference. And I like the direction of this move, Lou. We said it yesterday. A young hire, an offensive quote-unquote guru, that's his specialty, and somebody that has experience with the quarterbacks, with wide receivers, with defensive backs. He's well-versed in many different positions, and that's only going to help this franchise as he can coach up these young guys, as this roster turnover is going to continue into this offseason, as we know they are going to get younger in this 2021 season.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni, the new Philadelphia Eagles head coach, he was hired on Thursday afternoon. Me and Gino are going to continue to dive into this hire. And, you know, Gino, you mentioned he was a former receiver himself in college. He's worked with defensive backs as well. But obviously, Sirianni is here for the quarterbacks. He's here pretty much specifically, I think, for Carson Wentz. That was the main motivation for this hire. And it's interesting, being on Eagles Twitter today throughout the morning, I kind of saw some pushback on that, honestly. The hire being mostly about Carson Wentz. I don't think people are, and here's what I'm kind of interpreting this as, is people aren't really liking the catering to Carson. They think now that the firing of Doug Peterson was because of Carson Wentz. Hiring Sirianni was about Carson Wentz. There was a story last night about this hire. Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer talked about how the team hasn't even talked to Jalen Hurts since the end of the season. And so I think this is kind of a pushback on Carson Wentz. And I don't get, Gino, why people are upset about the hiring being about quarterback. I mean, to me, getting quarterback right is all that matters right now. Obviously, the Eagles have their work cut out for them everywhere across the board, but without quarterback, you have nothing. And teams do this all the time, so I don't get the pushback. You want your head coach to be quarterback friendly. That relationship is the most important relationship for a football team. The Eagles in 2017, the reason you won a Super Bowl was because of Doug Peterson's relationship with Nick Foles, Doug Peterson and Frank Reich, and John DeFilippo's relationship with Carson Wentz. And it doesn't mean the guy can't coach the other 52. Doug Peterson was about Carson Wentz. That was why you hired him as well. He was a former quarterback that came from Andy Reid, but he was a great overall coach as well. And like we said, Sirianni has coached other positions, so I don't get why people are upset that the focus of this hire was quarterback. That's what teams do all the time. And again, without quarterback, without Carson Wentz right now, I think you have nothing.
And ultimately, I think you can hear my dog in the background, Carson, kind of yelling at everybody and agreeing with him. Yeah, he hears his name. And the thing is, you equate a football team to, let's say, a publicly traded company on the Dow Jones Index, correct?
Yep.
The executives in corporations get turned over all the time. But the thing is, they don't sell all their assets off, and they have to answer to their shareholders, and the shareholders are the rest of the team and the fans. And you said it, Lou. The most important position, the biggest asset. So right now, if we're a company, we're Walmart right now, our biggest asset is Carson Wentz. Not just because he's the quarterback, but because you invested $100 million guaranteed into him, and you have over $30 million in dead cap this season. So you have a fixed asset in Carson Wentz. He logistically cannot go anywhere this season. And to get on track, you said quarterback right now is the most important. Quarterback 100 out of 100 times is the most important position in football. Let's set that as the biggest fact in this sport. And for a guy in Carson Wentz that they cannot move on, they cannot move from this season, you should do everything in your power to see if you can build up this fixed asset.
Yes, sir.
But even if you take away Carson Wentz, still having the philosophy of Nick Sirianni, and I think this was a great tweet from Tim McManus. It said, can Nick Sirianni speed Wentz up? And this is from ESPN Stats and Info. The time to throw versus the Colts and Eagles. The Colts were third. The Eagles were 30th. Sacks, the Colts were tied for second. The Eagles were last. Turnovers, the Colts were third and the Eagles were 30th. So if you look at that and you look at a player who we said yesterday in Rivers was on his last legs, not nearly the player he was 5 to 10 seasons ago, they were still able to compile an offense which played to the strengths not only of the quarterback position, but to the offensive line, their running backs, and Jonathan Taylor, you see he had a great year last year, and their wide receivers. They were able to get the ball out quick. They were able to get Rivers into a rhythm. They were able to establish the run with a dominant line. The Eagles need to get back to that style of football, because if you think about what I just said, that was the 2017 Eagles. And we go back to Frank Reich being that guy. You see how he rubbed off on the Colts, and Nick Sirianni has learned that. And I want a guy who will come in here and do exactly that. You want to see if you are able to fix Carson Wentz. And we said it yesterday. This is his one-year contract, Lou. And if things don't work, you're drafting a quarterback next year.
You'd be crazy not to make it.
But if things do work, you're not drafting a quarterback for 10 years.
Well, so exactly.
Why not take a chance? It's a win-win situation for this franchise. And it's not just 100% on Carson Wentz. I firmly believe Sirianni is this forward-thinking individual, much like those guys which we wanted in Joe Brady and Brian Daboll. It's a young man's game. That's all it is. It's a young man's game. You cannot get past that. It's getting younger and younger, and Sirianni comes from a tree. And Andy Reid and Frank Reich, two individuals that this organization trusts more than probably anybody in the NFL. And this hire was made by Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, in efforts to get their franchise back on track to fix that hugest fixed asset that the hugest, I don't even know if it's a word, but the biggest fixed asset that they have in Carson Wentz, and answer to those shareholders, which are you, me, the rest of the organization, and the fans. And we want to see this team have direction. And that gray cloud we said was over this organization, Lou, we now are on that yellow brick road. We're following the path that we laid down, and we just have to take the steps with Sirianni at the helm. Whether that's with or without Wentz, we will see with this year. But if you can have your franchise quarterback tweaked a little bit, retooled a little bit, much like you're doing in this offseason with your roster personnel coaching decisions, that could be an investment that pays dividends beyond just this season, but for several seasons, Lou. And we will continue to say Wentz is a top 15 talent, and you don't just throw top 15 talents away with one bad season.
Well, look, people just don't want Wentz to get away with everything that they think he's getting away with.
And we're not saying he shouldn't be held accountable at all.
Well, yeah, and that's not what I'm saying either. I think, but at the same time, again, if Carson Wentz is bad in 2021 again, you're going to pick high in 2022 and you're going to need to draft a new quarterback anyway. So to me, I'm going all in on 2021. I'm doing whatever it takes, even if that means firing the coach Wentz doesn't want, hiring the one he does, getting rid of the backup quarterback that's going to be the distraction. I'm going all in on whatever it takes to get Carson back to his 2017 to 2019 form, because if you don't have that anyway, Gino, you have nothing at this point. I don't think Jalen Hurts is the plan B. I think even if Wentz is bad again, you're going to have to draft someone in 2022 anyway. So to me, that being the case, like you said, the investment has already been made. Now you might as well do everything you can to get the positive benefit from that investment. And so to do that, yes, you hire a head coach from the offensive coordinator that made Carson Wentz an MVP candidate. You bring in a forward-thinking offensive mind. That's what you do. And it's not, I don't get the pushback there. It's that's what teams do. That's what the Eagles did with Doug Peterson. And Sirianni isn't a one-track mind. He's not just a quarterback guy. Again, like we said yesterday and today, he was a receiver in college. He was a receivers coach with the Chargers and the Chiefs. He worked with quarterbacks with the Chargers and the Colts. He worked with defensive backs in college. He's more well-versed and versatile than Doug Peterson was coming out of Kansas City. So, that's the one pushback I don't really get.
And we look back to the coaching search in 2016, and I think a lot of people wanted Ben McAdoo, and there was a lot of pushback on the Peterson hire. We know how that worked out.
Right.
So, much like Green Bay with Matt LaFleur, and a lot of people panicked at that hire, but in the great words of Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X. Let's relax. It's not Josh McDaniels. That is such a big step forward. We had dreaded the idea that we would have one of these recycled head coaches, Lou, and they were interviewing Todd Bowles, who I wouldn't mind as a defensive coordinator, but I didn't want him as my head coach. I wanted a individual like this, and Jeffrey Lurie wanted an individual like this. This was his decision. He always talks about how he is so offensively focused and he's trying to find his next Andy Reid. You know how much that decision hurt him to have to let him go, and he's still chasing that. And same with the Frank Reich thing, Lou. And if you have read reports since Frank Reich has left, there were many reports saying that Frank understood Carson. And Carson respected Frank. So why not find somebody that has that same mentality? You should always be looking for individuals that have that growth mindset like you, that want to build you up, that want to do the things that are successful for you. What Doug Peterson was doing with Wentz and as this offense as a whole, not just Carson, it was not working. Carson was throwing into windows that were minute. They were so small with receivers that couldn't separate. Zach Ertz, your best receiver in the past few years at understanding leverage and getting open, couldn't get off of a block. He couldn't get off of coverage. Jalen Reagor, with his injury, he wasn't 100%, and the player he was, Alshon Jeffrey, comes back and he isn't the same player he is. He loses a ton of weight and he's not that one-on-one guy, which you think. And Miles Sanders has his worst receiving year since he's been in the league, which is only two seasons, but still, he was an elite pass catcher last year. So to contextualize everything in that discussion, Sirianni is a guy who can now build on that infrastructure with a similar mindset of a guy in Frank Reich who helped Doug Peterson build this team to what it was. And that was a team effort that year in Philadelphia in 2017. And they have been trying to replace that exact formula for 3 years now. And what we have been seeing, the recipe of the sauce that we've seen the last 3 years, it's been bitter. And now there's a time to change up the recipe. And this is it. It's not just on Wentz. If you are just focusing on the quarterback, you are getting lost in all of this. This is way beyond the decision of just Carson. It's his leadership ability in Sirianni. It's his love of the game, how much he is able to grow in his responsibilities that he has taken on year over year. If you read the reports on that the last few days, Frank Reich says he's an absolute stud and can come in and lead a team. To me, that's everything, and especially with an individual who Doug Peterson was a high school coach a few years before he won a Super Bowl with Philadelphia. So now you have a guy who has been in the mix in some high power offenses coming here at an NFL level. That's huge in my opinion.
Yeah, look, I don't know if Nick Sirianni is going to be a good head coach. I just, the mindset, the motivation for why the Eagles hired him, the reasoning behind it, the philosophy, I agree with. And so that's why I like the hire. That's why you like it as well. I mean, he wouldn't have been my first choice. Joe Brady would have been, but it's really for the same reasons that we like Sirianni. We liked Joe Brady. Mm-hmm. So that's our thoughts.
Six
on the
or
hire.
Half a dozen, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. We'll continue to get into this coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And guys, today's edition of the show is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, which launched exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond ring engagement rings launched on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Ladies and gentlemen, today's Locked On Eagles is also brought to you by BetOnline.ag. We've got the AFC Championship this Sunday. We've got the NFC Championship this Sunday. Brady Rodgers, Buccaneers, Packers, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. It's quarterback-centric, Chiefs, Bills, and we've got you covered with all your bets at BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% off welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this Friday edition of Locked On Eagles, continuing to get into the hiring of Nick Sirianni as the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, and really specifically how it pertains to the quarterback position, which again, Gino, if you don't have a quarterback, I don't really think you have anything in the NFL. And so fixing Carson Wentz should be the priority, and I think it was with this hire. And people are kind of pushing back on Carson getting his way here with Doug Peterson being fired, with Sirianni being hired, and they don't think because of his 2020 performance that Wentz should have this kind of say. However, people are going to hate me for this, but I don't even think the Eagles have done enough yet. I think the Sirianni move is a great step in fixing Carson Wentz and resolving this conflict. Carson Wentz wanted out at the end of the season. I totally believe the report that he wanted to be traded. So this is a huge step in resolving in fixing this relationship. But I'll tell you what, Eagles fans, I'll tell you what, Locked On Eagles listeners, I'm going even further with going in on fixing Wentz. If it's me, if I'm Howie Roseman right now, still to make this relationship work in 2021 and beyond, I'm probably trading Jalen Hurts. I do not believe that both of these guys can be on the roster again. And it's not just for Wentz to give him a fair chance. If you want to give Jalen Hurts a fair chance too, if Hurts is the guy that you believe in, to me, you've got to pick one. I don't think, especially in Philadelphia, where the minute one of these quarterbacks are going to struggle, you're going to hear the other name called. I just don't believe that you can have both of these guys head into 2021 again in midnight green. You can't do all of this for Carson Wentz, to me, and then keep the guy that threw Carson's progression off the rails in 2020. Look, I know you just spent a second-round pick on Hurts, but you can't let that pride of the pick get in the way of this. You wasted the asset, I think. Admit your mistake and correct it. And I think there'd be a market for him. I think the Indianapolis Colts would like Jalen Hurts. I think the New England Patriots would want him. I think there's going to be a better market for Jalen, honestly, than Carson, Gino. So that's where I'm at with this. Some people are mad that Wentz is getting so much say in who the coaches are, but I'm willing to go even further and say, to make it work with him, I'm trading Jalen Hurts too. It's not a popular opinion, but it's one that I think is necessary to make this work. And I want to make it work.
It's almost as if this is like the Chip Kelly offseason when Howie Roseman had to come in and move Byron Maxwell, move Kiko Alonso, that style of thinking. And if you had seen if you had seen everything that was written about this coaching hire, the big question was, what can you do to help rebuild Wentz and this offense? And the report from McClain yesterday saying that this franchise hasn't even reached out to Jalen Hurts
is
very indicative. It's very telling, in my opinion. And when you look at draft picks and assets, I think the entire outlook of how the draft works has kind of changed in the past few years. You look at last year, Lynn Bowden was drafted by the Raiders in the third round and traded before the season even started. So you can move on from draft picks this day and age. And
look how quickly we moved on from Eric Rowe, you know, in the second round just a couple years ago.
Correct, and that's a great example. And somebody who I think would fit this defense a little bit better in this day and age as a safety, which he should have been coming out of Utah. You look at Jalen Hurts' market right now, Lou. much easier to move him than a guy like Carson Wentz. Much more attractive to a team to take on a rookie deal for three seasons than that huge contract in Carson Wentz. Much more doable for the Eagles because your dead cap number is going to be severely, severely limited in moving on from Jalen Hurts. And in a trade, if you get, I mean, a third round and a fifth round pick for Jalen, which I think is a very plausible idea, and it's kind of like when you buy a car, you lose a little bit of value when you drive it off the lot. That's what Jalen Hurts is now, and I believe that you saw some good that teams can look at last year that have a need at quarterback and don't have a $100 million guarantee player in Carson Wentz.
Exactly. Yeah, Gino, look, if Wentz doesn't work out, again, I don't think Hurts should be plan B anyway. Mm-hmm. And even if it could work with Wentz, I wouldn't want, if they could coexist in Philly still, I still don't think Hurts would be my plan B. I would want to draft somebody either this year at sixth overall or next year in the first round. So that's where I'm at. And again, for me to, if you want to make plan A work or give it a real chance with Carson Wentz, Hurts can't be plan B. He wouldn't be my choice anyway for plan B, but he really can't be if you want plan A to work. And so, like you said, there were some good things from Jalen Hurts last year in those four starts, enough where I think a team like the New England Patriots, I really look at, I think they would love Jalen Hurts fitting in that culture, the style, you know, his personality. I think Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick would want that kind of quarterback. Again, a cheap contract, but he didn't do nearly enough for me. I still think Wentz's stretch of games against San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and the Giants were still the best quarterback games of the last season for the Eagles. And so I just don't think Hurts did enough for me to risk not having plan A work. And so, again, like you said earlier, if Carson's not good anyway, you're going to be picking high in 2022, and you might as well take a quarterback there. So I just think for this to really have a fair shot at working out with Nick Sirianni as the head coach, with Carson Wentz as your quarterback, I think you got to get Hurts out of the building. And some people are kind of saying that I'm talking about Hurts, the player or the person, when I'm saying this, it's not. I'm not criticizing Hurts. Hurts didn't do anything wrong. He could not control where he was drafted. I'm not hating on Hurts, the teammate, the quarterback, the player. I think he's a damn good player, and I think he's a fun watch. But I think the draft pick, though, certainly had a huge impact on Wentz in 2020. So that's all I'm trying to correct. I'm not trying to, you know, drag Hurts through the mud here and, you know, hurt his reputation as a player. It's just it's the pick itself was the issue. And to me, that's what you got to fix now. Today's Locked On Eagles is brought to you by the best tasting protein bar out there at Built Bar. 18 amazing flavors, 6 new ones, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. It's a healthy alternative to your everyday snack. It's great for the health conscious guy. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for a keto diet. 19 grams of protein, only 180 calories in every bar, and they're delicious. Take them to a movie theater. Well, right now I can't go to movie theaters, but, you know, Netflix and chilling, eat some Built Bars, man, you know. I'm telling you, they're just like a Hershey bar. They're just like a Reese's cup. I'm big on the peanut butter Built Bar, so they taste that good. And again, they're a healthy alternative to that candy bar, to that bag of potato chips. And if you go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you're going to get 20% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Sometimes you have to move back to go forward.
Yep.
Essentially is what this move is. And much like the 2016 season, you had to move on from some of those big contracts that you had that Chip Kelly inevitably put onto this roster in bad standing.
And even when he gave out in Sam Bradford, you know, Howie Roseman extended him. And, you know, I mean, you had Carson Wentz. You had an opportunity to collect a draft pick. You move on.
And who wants to be in the situation where we have to find a free agent quarterback and we end up with Sam Bradford again? I do not. I want to see if you are able to make Wentz work this season. And I believe that this is a step in the right direction, but this isn't it. You still have to go out and hit on your pick at six, and you still have to go and hit on all your draft picks. But if you can add another pick by getting Jalen Hurts out of the building, that'll put Carson Wentz's mind at ease. And you're right. If you realize that Carson isn't it this year, you're picking a quarterback next year anyway.
Yep.
You're 100% correct. And I would much rather be picking a quarterback or much more allow Carson Wentz to play with a guy like Ja'Marr Chase or Devonta Smith than not having either of those two individuals.
Right.
So you are still making investment in the franchise at six by getting a wide receiver. You look at CeeDee Lamb and how much of an impact he would have made last year on this roster, you have a guy like Ja'Marr Chase or Devonta Smith, things are going to be much different. If you have Justin Jefferson, look at what he did in Minnesota. A value elite pick at six when you didn't even have to overhaul your roster as much as teams that have picked at six in the past, and you look at the team picking right above you at number five, you're in a much better position than a lot of these teams in the top 10 because you still have a foundation, an organization that is willing to invest in the trenches, that is willing to invest at the quarterback position. And this hiring of Nick Sirianni goes to show that offense is everything. They did not hire a defensive coach for a reason, and I am 100% on board with that. And like I said earlier in the segment, you have to move back to move forward sometimes, and the Jalen Hurts pick is one that I believe you're going to have to move on from if you think Wentz is the guy. But if you think Jalen is the guy, then hey, that's a discussion to have. And Jalen Hurts, the person, is a fantastic person. We've talked about it time and time again, how highly he is spoken in Alabama. I met a few Alabama fans down there this week in Texas, and I said, who is your guy, Tua or Jalen? And he, without even second guess, he said Jalen. He said Jalen is the leader that you always wanted in a franchise, and there's teams that need a guy like that. New England, Indianapolis, there's teams that need that. This is Carson's team still, in my opinion. There are guys that want to play for him. There have been players that have seen the level that he has played at, but there's also guys that want to play for Jalen. So don't split the locker room. Don't make it divisive. Get that
and it will be, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's Philadelphia. Like, yeah, let's
if
not
they're
be.
There next year, it's not just like the locker room being split, which will certainly happen if either or struggle, but it's the media, it's the fans as well. It's just, it won't work again. If you want to give either of these players a fair chance, the other one's got to be gone. If you have two quarterbacks, to me, you have none.
That's the oldest adage in football, I would have to say, and you're 100% correct. I would say if you look at this whole situation, we've been talking very negatively about it. The benching of Carson Wentz, though, I hope was this wake-up call that he needed. And I think it was all a wake-up call to everybody else, that, and me and you, people that have, I would say, we have protected his faults a little bit. We've kind of saw Carson's true colors. And if he doesn't rein it in, I don't want him as my quarterback. But I want him to be the leader that he should be at his sixth year now in this franchise.
Well, that's the thing, Gino. It's not just like the Sirianni hire isn't about babying Wentz. I think Sirianni has fire that Doug Peterson didn't. We're not saying that you need a guy that's going to come in and just let Wentz continue to do what he was doing. Wentz needs to be willing to fix himself and let himself be coached. The mechanics, the timing, the accuracy, the vision, it was all off the rails in 2020. So he is not some finished product that just needs a guy now to support him. Yes, they need a guy that recognizes Wentz's strengths as a player, get him outside the pocket, throwing on the move. Doug Peterson did a terrible job of that in 2020. He did a great job of it with Jalen Hurts, did not put Wentz in that same spot. But at the same time, Wentz needs to be coached. He needs fixing. Mm-hmm. And he needs to have that done with somebody, though, that he respects enough to not push back at all the time. He liked Press Taylor. I don't think he respected his opinion as a coach. He didn't respect Mike Groh. But you know who he did let be hard on him? You know who he did allow to develop him, his game? He let Frank Reich in. He let John DeFilippo do that. So Wentz, in the past, yes, he was too close-minded to other coaches the past couple years, but there has been a time where Wentz hasn't always been this uncoachable player. Reich and DeFilippo got the most out of him. So, look, yeah, if he doesn't accept it with Sirianni, you got to find a new quarterback. But at the same time, I think you're going to have a good chance here with Sirianni and his background with Frank Reich. I think it's not about babying Wentz. You know, it's just about getting the most out of him and finding a guy that he'll respect enough to allow to help him be fixed.
And the thing is, you look at it, if he comes in and he doesn't buy in, Sirianni will set the tone and move on from Carson. And I think that's a huge message to say. I don't care who you are. This is Nick Sirianni's team. Even if you're a $100 million man and you're not going to buy in, it's time to move on. And you're going to really see that this year out of Carson. And this move 100% had to be done in the good graces of the investment in Carson Wentz. You have put too much into him to give up this easily on him. You look at Drew Brees and those 3-7-9 seasons that they had. He just is about to retire this season.
They didn't give up on him. They knew his talent.
Yeah, you know, it's 10 games versus 4 seasons. Like, the sample sizes, they're still way more good from Carson's career than bad. Yes, it's what have you done for me lately in the NFL, but there is way too much good so far to give up on.
Hey, Nathan Peterman threw 5 interceptions in one half of football, and he's still in the NFL. Yeah. So,
well, again, Gino, like I said earlier, it's not like we didn't see any of the old Wentz last year. There were times where we still saw glimpses of that player.
That late Giants game. Yeah. The comeback of the Giants game.
Against San Fran, late in the second half against Baltimore, against Pittsburgh the entire day against the top 3 defense. The majority of the season, I'd say 10 of 13 starts were abysmal by Carson last year, but I still saw glimpses of that player, so I know it's still in there.
The thing is, it wasn't 10 full games. There were parts of games and flashes of games and tape and film of games that he did play like old Wentz.
Week one against Washington, he looked like MVP 2017 Wentz when they were up 17-0.
That first half was unbelievable.
That was the best Wentz I've seen since 2017, I think, was that first half.
Totally agreed, and it's just too quick to move on from him. And I'm somebody that, when I see something out of a player, I truly believe that they can show that. And that's why I still don't give up on JJ, man, because I still see these little 2-3 catches he has, or 2 is his career high in a game. But those 2 catches were huge, and he's had a couple huge catches. And
I admire your endurance on that one.
I'm going to be like that on everybody, because when I truly believe in something, I'm not. It is what have you done for me lately, but at the same time, these are investments. Like, as an accountant, as an analytic, it would be so against my entire brain capacity to how I've constructed my thought process to just give up on guys this easily, especially when they're Carson Wentz, especially when he's a franchise quarterback that you traded up to get, that you maneuvered the moon to go up and get. Look at the guy who was picked right ahead of him, Lou. I'm sure Sean McVay right now would love to have picked Carson Wentz, because you hear about that relationship being on the outs. I believe it's a complete opposite of what Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz situation
was. And
that's
a dead cap of like $65 million. Poor LA.
Yeah. Think about that they know they want to move on from the quarterback, and they know that the offensive mind is the guy. That was the situation, the opposite situation, the alternate reality situation for the Eagles last year. I didn't believe Doug Peterson was putting Carson in a situation to succeed, which we know in turn forces Carson to push, and it's a recipe for disaster. It was the same thing since his rookie year. He hasn't changed that. But if you're going to continue to put him in bad positions, not provide him with the assets, Howie Roseman at the skill position as receivers, yep, which he should do at pick number 6, and your offensive line has 14 different combinations out of 16 possible games. Your running back has his worst receiving season statistically. Dallas Goedert is in and out of the lineup. Zach Ertz is in and out of the lineup. Travis Fulham explodes. Then all of a sudden he's a ghost. Contextualize it, people. There was so much more than just Carson in that whole grand scheme of things. Even when Jalen came in, the offense did not look innovative.
No, the dude completed like 50% of his passes.
He was completing 37% of his passes when he got taken out for Nate Sudfeld. Just saying.
Yeah, and he was a bad second-half quarterback. When defenses adjusted, the passing attack was pretty much – it was dependent on outside of structure plays. And so, yeah, I think just in a nutshell, the Sirianni move, yeah, it was about Carson Wentz. It was about the quarterback position. But again, that's what the Eagles have to fix in 2021. Yeah, they need help, Gino. They need receiver help. They need help at the linebacker position. They need help in the secondary. The coaching staff needs a lot of work. But if you fix quarterback, if you have that relationship strong between the head coach and the quarterback, that can elevate and overcome a lot of things. 2019 is the perfect example of that. When Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz were on the same page, guess what? It didn't matter that you had Deontay Burnett on the field at receiver or Joshua Perkins at tight end. When you have that position down, that's the most important thing in the NFL.
Without a doubt, my friend. Tom Brady, we have clearly seen, was the guy in that whole formula that we knew could move on and continue to play his career. And Belichick is fantastic for what he is. But if you have an elite quarterback, it will take you so much farther than anything in football. Patrick Mahomes is about to play for his second Super Bowl, in my opinion. And there's a chance that he takes out Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. So think about that. If you don't have an elite playmaker at the most important position for football, good luck trying to win Lombardis.
100%, Gino. It's a perfect way to end today's edition of Locked On Eagles. Episode 5 will drop tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, so be sure to subscribe to Locked On Eagles on any podcast platform. If you could, leave us a 5-star rate and review. It's how we grow the show. And we're always talking birds on Twitter after the show, at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase LOE. Gino, what's your new Twitter handle?
Yes, sir. As Michael Jordan would say, I'm back. I'm back to promote this game I love. I will be strictly promoting every football outlet that I am a part of, bettering the game for what it is, bettering my mental health in this whole field. It's at GC, the number 24, so GC24 underscore football, because that's what I love, man. Football and the birds. It's what I'm all about, and I'm perfect. Glad to be back. And feel free to interact with us, guys. You know where we are all the time on Twitter. Leave us those reviews, man. Come on, keep them coming. We love them. We love hearing the feedback.
Yes,
sir. We love our fans, and we love the birds.
Absolutely. So for Gino Camilleri, I'm Lou DiBiase signing off. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and let's go, birds.
Fly, Eagles, fly.